Jimi Hendrix Experience, live at Winterland. 1968 was a bad year for bands. Janis Joplin left Big Brother, Al Kooper left Blood, Sweat, and Tears, The Byrd split twice, and Steve Miller lost three of his four sidemen. Dave Mason walked away from Traffic, and Traffic fell apart. Eric Burdon gave up on the New Animals, and Eric Clapton dropped out of Cream. And in December, when Noah Redding and Mitch Mitchell left Jimi Hendrix alone in New York and went back to England, it looked as though the Experience was about to break up, too, despite Jimmy's half-hearted denials.
What about the split of the group? What's going to happen?
No, that's not really true. You know, I don't know how that got around. But what we're doing, we're going to get ready to do our own individual things. Like, for instance, Noel Redding, he's writing some songs with another person, and like you probably see him on stage with his group, and then you'll probably see Mitch with his thing, you know, and then you might even see me with my thing, you know. There's three individual things we like to do, but plus we'll keep the group together because we haven't fully discovered all the sounds and all the things we want to do with the three-piece group, you know. So I don't know how that got around, but like, I don't plan for us to split. Not really. Not until we really bore ourselves.
In fact, the experience did stay together. Even though Noel went ahead and assembled a group called Fat Mattress, while Jimmy started playing with his old Army friend Billy Cox and drummer Buddy Miles. But then, immediately after their most successful tour ever ended in Denver on June 29, 1969, Noel announced that it was all over.
Do you remember when Jimmy said to the press that he was going to enlarge the group? Do you remember that?
Yeah, with some brass.
That's right, yeah. But he didn't tell Mitch or I at all. And we got this place in Denver. And somebody said, oh, you're still with Hendrix, you know. I said, what do you mean? Of course I am. I'm playing here tonight. And, like, he told me all about this press thing, saying that he'd mentioned that he was getting more people in than he was using other people. So I split there and then, bang.
And so, with a compilation album of experience classics called Smash Hits riding high on the charts, Jimmy played Woodstock with Mitch, Billy, a second guitarist, and two percussionists. He spent the rest of the year in a haze of legal hassles and court cases. On New Year's Eve, Jimi Hendrix finally came out of seclusion to play the Fillmore East in New York with Billy Cox and Buddy Miles, now known officially as the Band of Gypsies. The concerts, which were recorded, proved that Jimmy was back and better than ever, and they also resolved one of his long-standing contractual disputes, as Mitch Mitchell explains.
We got to America, and Alan started to sell, and people start to creep out the woodwork from past. Contracts appear that, you know, so-and-so signed this for the paper and whatever. And so they said, well, an agreement was made that Jimmy had to do an album to fulfill a prior contract. So Noel and myself put up some money towards a court case, which was lost in America, and the outcome being that the Band of Gypsies album had to be done.